It's off. Turn it on.
Thank you.
Of course.
That you couldn't hear.
Just for you.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
To their dust.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, we are all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Gospel, we have to do the sequence. Come, Holy Spirit, come. From your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come, within our bosom shine. You of comforters the best. You the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and in our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue, sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you.
Now, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you this Pentecost? Blessed indeed. And so I was reminded when I was getting ready to preach this that years ago when I was at Cathedral Prep full time, I used to be a sponsor for a lot of the kids. You know, I was sometimes at 4 or 5 kids I'd sponsor at a mass, and I'd go to almost all the ones in Erie for the students who asked me to be their sponsor. And once when Bishop Troutman, God rest him, he was there and he saw, you know, I was there almost every time, and he said, "So Larry, how do you like my homily?" Because he gave the same exact homily every single time. And I said, "Well, do you want me to tell you the truth, or do you want me to just blow some smoke up you?" And he goes, "Well, the truth, of course." And I said, "Will you start telling the people about the power of the Holy Spirit and what the Spirit has done in your life and what the Spirit can do in their lives?" He continued with his regular homily. But the reality is that somewhere I think that the Spirit becomes a theological quest or a theological thing that we focus on instead of the person, the dynamite of God in our own hearts and our own lives. When it came in my own walk with the Spirit of the living God, I was in college, and Father Paul Siebert, he wasn't Father Paul Siebert then, but Paul Siebert came up to me and said, "Hey, Larry, they're going to have a Life in the Spirit seminar. Would you like to go?" And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, Paul, that's not my type spirituality." And he looked at me and he says, "I thought you were going to be ordained for all the people of God, not just your type of spirituality." So I went to the Life in the Spirit seminar. And so when they prayed for the Spirit, the release of the Spirit that was given to me at baptism confirmation, and they prayed for this release of the Spirit in my own heart and my own life, it really was released. And that's when everything started changing for me. I had a love of Scripture. I had a love of prayer. I wanted to bring others to an intimacy with Jesus. And see, that's what got to happen in all of our lives. It isn't just something that happens to Father Larry Richards. Well, you know how he is. That same Spirit is supposed to come upon all of us and take control of our hearts and our lives. And so when the Spirit comes upon us, remember, well, yesterday's reading was from Romans, the second reading because of the vigil, and it says we don't know how to pray, and the Spirit himself comes within us and prays within us, "Abba, Papa, Daddy." And so the first thing I got to ask us, if we're really surrendered to the Spirit, and a lot of people here are charismatics and they get the gifts and all these things, fantastic. I want to know how you pray. When you pray, do you cry out, "Abba, Daddy, Papa"? Are we truly people who are intimate with the Father because we don't know how to pray, so the Spirit prays within us? Even when we say the Lord's our Father, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, again, when the Holy Spirit, it's like he takes us and brings us into this intimacy with the Trinity. So our prayer should always be this intimacy with the Trinity, but we can't get there ourselves. We can't get there by saying prayers. We get there by surrendering to the Spirit of the living God, who is within us and wants to always bring us into this intimacy with the Trinity. So have I surrendered myself fully enough that when I go to pray, it's Abba, Daddy, Papa? Do I let the Holy Spirit have full control of my life, that this is where my prayer is? He's in charge of it, not me. He's in complete charge of my prayer. And then what has to happen from there, the same that comes, think about. You know, I'm sure you always get very confused, don't you, that the Lord uses someone like me to bring other people to him. Don't you? It's like, and then you should be thinking, well, if God can use him, he can use anybody. That's what you should be thinking because of the Holy Spirit, huh? when I was in, just again, when I was in the Holy Land, one of these, there is Focus kids in that there, college kids, and they'd come running up to me and say, "Father, could we get our picture with you?" Well, sure. And as they're getting their picture with me, they said, "Our parents think you're the greatest thing ever." Thank you very much. It's very humbling, you know, when someone says that to you. But when you sit there and think about good, bad, or indifferent, that the Lord has used me to help the parish grow, to sit there and bring the men's conference, the women's conference, the DME retreat, the CMLA, the books that everything have happened, all these people throughout the world that have come to know Jesus because of a jerky priest. And let me give you all a hint. It has nothing to do with Father Larry Richards. He's a jerk. It has everything to do with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so one of the ways you can tell that we have surrendered to the Spirit is the fruit of bringing others to this intimacy with God, right? So you have the apostles, and here they are, petrified, sitting huddled alone with the Blessed Mother, just sitting there afraid. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit of the living God came upon them. And then they boldly went and proclaimed. And it talks about all the people that came to know Jesus that day. So again, when you look at yourself, and I look at myself, and I think, God can't use me. I can't even talk right half the time. I can't even speak. I'm a sinner. God can do great things when you and I fully surrender to His Spirit and give Him permission to bring others to Him through us. The Spirit always brings us out of ourselves. You know, Pope Francis today spoke at Pentecost, of course, in Rome, and he talked about how the Spirit brings unity, right? And how even in the midst of the church where there's such disunity, if we all surrender to the Spirit of the living God, He'll start bringing unity in our hearts, in our lives, but in our church. And then this unity goes beyond that, huh? That it's always other-centered. See, disunity keeps me focused on myself, my spirituality, the way I think things should be. The Spirit of the living God takes me outside of myself to want to bring others into intimacy with Jesus, that we're all together. Huh? And so what has to happen in all of our lives is that, especially here at this parish, we need to make sure that all of us have completely and fully surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And if in your heart of hearts you say, "Yeah, Father, I haven't done that," this is a great day to do it. The day of Pentecost. The day when God sent His Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and He sent the Holy Spirit upon each of us when we were baptized and confirmed. Now we got to surrender to that. Stir Him up in our hearts and our lives that He can truly. Do you want intimacy with God? True intimacy. And do you want to bring others to the intimacy with God? To bring them to salvation. This is the power of God inside of us if we want Him to take control, if we surrender. So people, let today be the day that if you haven't fully surrendered to God's Spirit, today's the day you do it. And don't leave this place without saying, "Jesus, fill me with that Spirit. Jesus, I surrender to your Holy Spirit. Jesus, let the Spirit of you, Almighty God, take full control of my life and bring me into intimacy with the Trinity and bring me to want to bring salvation to others." You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen. 8 minutes, 52 seconds. See, we're